And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with us as usual. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, lots of people are still talking about how a sorority with a predominantly white step team wowed the crowd and won the 2010 Sprite Stepping Competition. Now, traditionally, stepping has been one of the signature activities of black fraternities and sororities. But, Michelle, before we go on, I want folks to hear the winning ladies of Zeta Tau Alpha. Now, Tell Me More's Tashima Walker is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. That's the nation's oldest Greek-lettered sorority, founded by black women. And she wrote about the fact that many people are angry about the Zetas' win, but Tashima actually gave them kudos for their performance. And she said her own sorority members who also participated just weren't as good. Now, there were some who agreed with Tashima, but here is someone who certainly did not. I caught up with blogger Kimba, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority as well.
I think they did a good job, but if it had been a group of black girls, they probably would not have won. You know, the soft bigotry of low expectations. Now, that said, I also think it's sad. I have no problem with white people stepping if they come up with the steps themselves. It's typical of black people to have something marketable and just give it away.
Thanks, Kemba. Now, to tell you how closely this hits home, Kemba is actually a relative of Tashima, so Thanksgiving is going to be very interesting this year. But, Lee, what Kemba was referring to is the fact that the Zetas, who actually have been stepping for some 16 years at that chapter, so this is not exactly new for them, were initially coached by members of the sorority to which she and Tashima belong. That's Alpha Kappa Alpha. Now, we should also mention that later the folks at Sprite said that there was a scoring error during the competition. The Zetas now have to share the first place title with the Alphas, who came in second, but the Coca-Cola company decided to award both teams the full $100,000 prize. So moving on, yesterday we talked to New York sociologist LaRue Lewis about a concept he describes as black male privilege.
We are absolutely used to talking about African-American men in crisis, and we can talk about this crisis so much that we miss the ways in which black men are oppressed and can also serve as oppressors.
Now, one of our listeners, Omoleye, took issue with that argument. He wrote that Mr. Lewis's comments caused me to have great anxiety at work. As a black male, I feel that his views belittle the struggle and iniquities of the black male. Black men are at a profound disadvantage of the modern living system. His assessment of the relationship structure was offensive because while some men do take advantage of being a scarce in our community, this is not a racially unique phenomenon. So we thank you, Omoleye, for checking in with us. Now, Tell Me More regular contributor Lester Spence, who's also a professor at Johns Hopkins University, responded to Mr. Lewis's argument. You can find that on our blog. Lee, any updates?
Just one, Michelle. A Brooklyn district attorney's office found that Acorn employees caught on video apparently advising a couple posing as a prostitute and pimp to lie about their work and fudge their earnings in order to get a mortgage did not commit a crime. Last year, we reported how the sting operation led Congress to call for an end to the community organization's federal funding.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.